Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And thanks for joining us for another Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. And we are wrapping up our post-show coverage of the Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference with someone that got to go to her first Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference and was all thanks to the Women Grow Scholarship. And for the fact is that she represents a company that, if you go to her website, she talks about, well, when you have to work so hard to get new customers, you need to do everything you can to keep them coming back. And having a robust customer loyalty program could do just that. Loyalty is about having a relationship with your customers beyond points or discounts. She runs SB Marketing, ESBE Marketing. I'm here with founder and CEO, Sandra Bergman. Sandra, thanks for being on.
Good morning. Thank you.
So take a minute to go and just tell us exactly about, I mean, how many loyalty programs are out there that are underperforming and could use a touch of help from SB Marketing?
Well, here's the problem. Most people don't know if they're underperforming or not. So, right, that's the first thing that I often look at is deep dive audit into the metrics to see just how well the program is performing, what can be improved, what can be tweaked and optimized. So I would say the majority people just don't know. Retail cannabis operators are running in so many different directions. They're lucky to get a message out, let alone go back and look at how it did. Did it generate revenue? What was the deliverability like? What was the engagement like? So that's the first question to answer for operators oftentimes with their loyalty programs.
Now, there's a lot of areas you talk about this pretty regularly. One of the posts you put up on LinkedIn was about the idea of what in-store execution makes or breaks a customer loyalty program. And you talk about the fact that, you know, it's about treating every customer like a potential program member, never letting customers forget their point balance. Customer loyalty needs to be made important and, you know, put a priority, enticing customers to opt in for communications. So it's a lot to put onto the bud tenders and any particular dispensary. Talk about the process you've had in terms of communicating with them to get them to kind of work on what incentivizes them to push the loyalty program forward.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it's funny that you pull up that post because I truly believe that you can have the best loyalty program out there. And if it's not talked about in the store, it will go nowhere. You're absolutely right. Getting the bud tender's attention and focus is hard. They have a big, big job. They're on the front lines dealing with customers. There's a ton of product they need to be knowledgeable about. So some of the things that I found, you know, in working with dispensaries have been helpful is running incentive programs with the bud tenders as far as who can get the most people signed up for loyalty that day. And, you know, they get a store credit, they get some time off, whatever it is that's important to them. I think that's important, too, is the incentive has to be meaningful to the bud tenders, right? If they don't want a pizza party, then don't offer a pizza party. But yeah, and also in-store signage, right? There's so many touch points in the store to reach consumers with different message points about your loyalty program. You have the front door as they walk in that could be window clings. You have the lobby where they are greeted by someone and checked in. And then they might be waiting in line before they can actually talk to a budtender. So there's that opportunity. There's in-store screens. There's after the sale and providing them with a bag stuffer with more benefits and that sort of thing. So there's numerous opportunities beyond the budtender to communicate your loyalty program and why you should sign up, what the benefits are.
But now the most important thing is that I subscribe to a lot of rewards programs, coffee, stores. I mean, there's a lot there, but it really, I mean, I really believe that a very good, worthwhile loyalty program keeps people coming back. But for me, there has to be enough incentives that really, for the customer side, there have to be more than enough. It's maybe not so much if it's points, but it's something where you're going to get something back that you can get comp for. Is there enough of that going on in these programs that might dissuade or might, you know, that might kind of sway budtenders or those in the business and say, you know what, this is really not going to do much for me or for anybody else. I don't think any customers really care about this loyalty program because there's not enough incentivization.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of them are points only based that get you discounts, percentage or dollars off. And that, you make a good point, that value that the customer sees has to be there, right? If I'm going to spend $100 at your dispensary, I want to feel like I'm getting something of value back. That varies quite a bit from individual to individual. One thing that I've seen be effective is to have choices, right? For rewards, like it's not just you get an edible, you know, you get a 100 milligram package of edibles. Well, what if I don't like edibles? You know, flowers, my thing. So right. Giving people choice helps a lot. Also, there's differences in what people value in rewards by age. You know, younger folks, they're on a tighter budget. Typically, you know, they want those discounts. Older folks might have more disposable income, you know, midlife kind of rising in their career. And to them, maybe it's not so much the discount, but it's the surprise and the delight making me feel special when I walk into your store that you know my name and you remember what I bought last time. So it's a pretty wide variety of folks to appeal to with a loyalty program and what makes one more successful than another.
And there's a couple ways those programs can work out. And I think really the process of being able to so much where you are analyzing and reviewing and auditing the loyalty marketing program, yes, is part and parcel because of what the dispensary owners or the people in the dispensary are going to be able to do to get people to go ahead and buy into it or to sign up or to continue coming back. But I also think it still comes down to the fact that the loyalty programs, they have to do more in terms of if they want to go and get things sold on particular days or particular products pushed out. I want to just give one example, Wawa, a very popular, you know, convenience store chain down. It started in the Northeast, came to the Southeast where we're at, where I'm at, by the way, in Florida. And let me tell you, they made a change in the rewards program this year where it used to be, like you said, oh, here's a particular product you can have. They still do that. Here's a product you can go incentivize with, something you might not want. Sometimes it is. And there were a couple of things that were perks that were good to have the rewards program. Then they completely revamped it. Now, you know, you could take points. You could buy it off a full menu of things in the store. Plus, you can also get it for your point, for cents off a gallon of gas. And I'm like, that tells me everything. I want to go back now to that store all the time over and over and over again. And then there's the example of saying, okay, like either a Starbucks or a Dunkin', Dunkin' coffee. Say, okay, about 6 to 8 coffees, you're going to get a free one. Like there's enough point where you get frequency of the customer and you get the customer coming back and saying, you really got something back for putting all this time into loyalty.
There's a whole numbers game there, right? About how much your loyalty program costs you and what the value is to the customer. That goes pretty deep.
When you...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Give your recommendations after you do a process and you go through the whole SB process, discovery, program development, setup, design, launch prep, and post-launch support. Because any loyalty programs I've ever gone to, and I would imagine if people go into the process with SB, the SB process, which, by the way, you can look at the website, esbemarketing.com, and the process it requires is discovery, program development, setup, design, launch prep, and post-launch support. When you make recommendations after an audit, you know, talk to me about the idea that you want to make sure that you might be giving up more than you would be comfortable with as a business in a loyalty program, but that is what a loyalty program should require, and that's what the customers expect from it.
Right, right. So it's a balance, right? You're a business. You're not there to give away money. You're there to make money. You're also there to keep customers happy and keep them coming back. So it is important. I've seen a lot of dispensaries just willy-nilly give away points, right? Or multiply points. And the fact is that having a lot of points on your books as a business that don't get redeemed is a financial liability. So it's really important to judiciously give those points away, but also just as important to encourage people to redeem their points and use their points. I see so many programs where, you know, cannabis or not, I get some notification because I'm in their loyalty program, but I have no idea if I have 0 points or if I have 1,000 points. So that's one thing that I always recommend to dispensaries is in every communication, tell folks how many points they have to spend. That incentivizes them. Tell them when their points are expiring, right? That'll give them a reason to come in and finally use the points. Tell them when they've qualified for another reward. And those are just missed opportunities that I see time and time again with, and it's not just cannabis, it's kind of any loyalty programs of, you don't always have to just be pushing a sale or a discount, but remind people what the benefits are of your program so that it does generate a return visit. The other thing is that's hard for businesses, I've seen this in cannabis a lot, is points don't have an expiration period. And that also drives that financial liability. And it doesn't give people any incentive to use their points. So really important to have an expiration date on there for all points, always.
Let's go ahead and give people the website one more time, esbemarketing.com. And Sandra, talk to us for those companies that you see out there. Who should be coming to you to do an audit, go to the, you go ahead and reach out for your line of services. You also do help on setting up with Alpine IQ. We've talked to those folks on the program here. When it comes to creating the program, when it comes to auditing the loyalty programs, you know, talk to me and reach out to those potential business owners that should be talking to you right away.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I offer a full range of services. So when a dispensary is just getting started, they don't have a loyalty program, or maybe they have a loyalty program where they just get points, but they aren't communicating with their customers. That's a good place for us to talk. If you're just getting started, we can look at what your competitors are doing, try to carve out some white space for you so that you're differentiated from others and offer something better. And the whole creation of the program, right? So from all the loyalty mechanics of what should your tiers be, what should the rewards be, expiration, all of that. Then there's folks that have been doing loyalty programs for a while, whether it's on, you know, Alpine IQ, Spring Big, Happy Cabbage, any of those, but they have no idea if they're working or not. That's kind of where we started this conversation. And that audit really goes deep into that, looking at all the settings on the platform. It's surprising how many settings on the back end can be wrong and can really mess things up for you. So, and then just understanding those metrics. What campaigns are working? Do you have the right timeframes for win backs? Which of your tiers are the most popular, being redeemed the most, which could use some help? All of those things. And then finally, I work with folks that have a program but have no one to really pay attention to it and babysit it, because it's really not a set it and forget it kind of thing. It really needs to be constantly iterated on. So that is another service that I offer to help people just basically give me your promotional calendar, your events, what you got going on. And I handle getting all those communications created, audiences segmented and sent out for you.
I can imagine it could be a plethora of questions and ideas that everybody can do to kind of incentivize or to modify their current loyalty campaign, or if they were looking to go and try to have one, to lure more people through the door. Sater, this is a great service. The fact that you're able to provide all this, and, you know, I think it's very important that these stores really just take the retail concept and just realize, listen, and it's not like anybody is late to the game of starting a loyalty program. I just saw JCPenney start a new rewards program, and you're about 100-some-odd-year-old company decided to go into the process. And actually, I'm probably going to sign up for that right away, because I really do quite a bit of shopping with her. So yeah. It's that. I love loyalty programs. I mean, it's not SNH Green stands from back in the day. I never got to try those. Or, you know, anybody coupons anymore. But I think there's something here where you see a lot of good examples, and cannabis industry needs the same. And there's a lot of good companies out there providing loyalty programs that they can be instilled and brought into the process and make it pretty easy. You put expiration in there, so you make sure that people would go ahead and use those points and don't lose them. And on top of that, make it easy and accessible to get.
That's right. That's right. Well said.
So again, Sandra Bergman, founder and CEO of SB Marketing. Again, the website is esbemarketing.com. Thank you again for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're clear. That's a wrap. How was that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.